Lane?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassford?
Yes.
Mr. Drakovich, Mr. Lucy? Mr. Delvin?
Here. Recognition of visitors, Mr. Farnier, you want to speak?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I just wanted to bring something to board's attention, maybe for future consideration. I know that in the past, the security cameras have been mentioned, and I would just like to suggest that that would be a good idea to keep in mind. Now, after January 20th, I'm being very optimistic. Maybe there will be something coming down the pike for schools, considering what the president-elect is saying anyway. We can be hopeful. And I wanted to suggest that the board keep in mind the fact that the TV cameras that we have in our technology is getting a little bit ancient. I don't know the exact date of when these TV cameras, or not cameras, the TV sets were purchased, but I know they were much, much before I retired, and I know that there is some problem with them being accessible to the DVD players that we have. There are some problems with the way the technology works. And so, because they're outdated in some ways, I think, you know, if you put that on the list of things possibly that might be replaced, you know, as years go by here, I just wanted to bring that up because I know that the information that's available now for teachers, you know, this technology is, if it were up to date and usable, it would be very valuable for them. Thank you.
Just a comment. I think you we bought sort of 4 or 5 DVD
players. There were 7 when we bought.
But they don't work with it.
My understanding though that it wasn't a cheap company.
Mr. Deal was in today and said that all of them are malfunctioning. And he has an email into the company that we bought it from the social media. And then TVs, I've been replacing when the lab went down, we had, I think, 5 extra TVs, and those were spread out throughout the building. And as the TVs have been going belly up, we replaced, I think, 2 of them this past summer. The teachers put in requisitions for them, we honored those requisitions. So, I mean, those teachers that are having problems should probably requisition next spring if we can make it through the next budget year. So,
thank you for that clarification.
Well, I was just going to say that we had talked with the officer too about the new player, and if he didn't get an answer to the email, we were going to repackage them off again, return them and purchase new ones if it was the malfunction of the player.
Okay.
Let's look at it. I have it. That will bring us
compliant with the new IRS regulations for tax shelter and moving for employees and beneficiaries. And just so you know, on December 11th, the IRS extended the deadline from December 31st, 08 to December 31st, 09, but we're ready, so we're going forward with it. We'll just be hoping we're finished with it then. And one other thing, in the last month, we reimbursed Maricopa and Wakefield Township $57,000 for the tax tribunal from Enbridge Energy. I've been in touch with Daniel Hanran from the state of Michigan in regards to getting that money back in our state aid. And as soon as our county treasurer updates our taxable value, we will get most of that back. So $4,500 of that we won't see because that's debt retirement and our sinking funds. So we will see less in revenue in those funds this year and beyond. Any questions?
So we didn't lose the $57,000, just a clarification. We will be reimbursed the bonded indebtedness money and the
We're going to see $2,500 less in our debt retirement and about $2,000 less in our sinking fund this year and from now on. So we're getting $52,000 back in our state aid.
Thank you.
Superintendent's report.
Okay, a bunch of good things. So we're at 100% for our immunization. We struggle with that every year. And Nancy just gave me the update on that. We're at 100% for where we're supposed to be. Our bus inspections were complete last week. We're at 100% there. And it did include a copy of the food service inspection that I told you a while back that we get biannually. And there was no deficiency there as well, which is also a good news. Doug Gostrand from FedTech, our building inspector, went to the building last week. And he usually submits a written report, but I haven't received that yet. He said everything looks good in our building. So those are were four big things that gave us a clear no deficiency in those areas. Maxine Schock and I was in contact with her last week. She's doing what she can in regards to impact aid. She said that something in California happened to a school that's impacted by this as well, and she said that the one thing that took me up and followed her. Diane Feinstein, of course, is on the senator for one of the senators from California, and she's on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and she said she pulled a lot of weight, and she's hoping that with the new administration something's going to be done. Sinking funds legislation, I don't know if you've read this yet, but in the House, the local State House, sinking fund legislation has been updated to reflect anything that we could bond for, we can now go for a sinking millage fund for. Why that is, now it's in the Senate hands, and of course there's an action order to have it, we call our senators to get that on up and voted on prior to the Christmas break. But what's nice about that is, for example, Desner bought a new bus last year. Well, they bonded for it. In other words, they borrowed money and they had to give money back on interest on borrowing. Now they can go for a sinking millage and not have to borrow money and pay interest on. So, I mean, that's big. I mean, for districts that need. And you can only use it for so many things. Now it can be used for anything like the bond or having National Senate come on. I mean, we're hoping that that happens. So that's big as well. The last good news that I have is that Red Cell's energy bill for November of this year was $12,548. Last year was only $8,964. So, but there's two things there. We had four more days on this month's billing, and the cost of the film is 25 cents more this year versus last year. So if this kind of continues, if this weather kind of continues, so in the early, in my estimation, we may not have enough budget for the seats. But we will do for now.
Questions? Principal's report, exhibit one.
Last Tuesday, Mr. Kuhn and I attended a presentation at the Lake Community College regarding a web program called Data for Student Success. This program has been created by the Michigan Department of Education to use as a tool to analyze standard testing data, such as our LEAD stuff and our Michigan Merit material. So we're giving on to now the Integrated School District is going to be working with each of our local school districts, providing training on how we use this program for our school improvement process. So I have a principal's roundtable on Wednesday of this week. We're going to be talking about that in more detail, how we're going to be structuring that, coordinating that with the ISD, and how that's going to be working throughout the year. But they're setting up a timeline for the year of when we want to create our data teams, and then when we want to start working on using this as a tool to analyze our data. Number two, since our last board meeting, Julie Matthew was in the building talking to me about a presentation that was made to superintendents, and Mr. Kapuja also talked to me about it at their last round table. On Wednesday of this week, the principals will be doing the same presentation that the superintendents received. The presentation provided information on the roles, responsibilities, and benefits of a reading coach. A reading coach or reading specialist provides many services to the school districts and the lead teacher, which are provided in what I passed out here about getting started. It lists a lot of the rules of a lead coach, so I wanted to pass that out for you. After considering the benefits of a lead coach, Mr. Kapuja and I had a discussion about hiring a possible part-time lead coach would maybe benefit us better than benefit the students better than the behavioral education program presented at our last board meeting that we had a presentation on. And this came up since that last board meeting. So we have held out scheduling that curriculum committee to talk about that until we can receive more information from our DOISD on the possibility of a shared reading coach amongst the districts. So until we hear more information on that, we just want to put everything on hold and make sure that the money that we do spend as a district is going to best benefit our students and the district as a whole. So as soon as we get some more information, a curriculum committee will be called so that we can kind of lay everything out and you as a committee can decide what would best benefit our students and make that recommendation to the board.
Two things to conjunction with that data analysis support is going to be the cost that's being put up by the CISD. But Paul Newman has been retired now. I mean, all of Paul Newman. Paul Newman is retired. But I don't know if you remember him, Marge. He came around and worked with our teachers and put us on a schedule with the intervening tests and then coming up with ideas on how to address the shortcoming. This is the same thing, but the data is now going to be given to us through the state instead of having us go through manually and look at it. It's coming down from the state. We had a presentation on and it seems like everything is being covered now. I mean, we're generating that stuff now and sending it to the state. Now they're going to send it back to us in data that we can use. The reading coach, Desmond and I were the method that talked about possibly sharing a coach one day a week. The presentation that we received was from the Waters Meet structure of Chris Nyman doing what he's doing down there. It seems to be working marvels, and I'm hoping we can have that presentation either by the committee or maybe the board to see if this is the route we want to go. Right now, it certainly seems like it's going to be the best bet for our dollar.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what is the reading coach? Is that geared for elementary or anyone that's had any problems?
Well, what Waterview is doing right now is through sixth grade, I believe. They started out with just a couple of the younger grades, first and second, and as years have progressed, they've increased and brought it up to the sixth grade. Now, they were on the reading first school, and those are the grades that they concentrated on. We are on Mike Lucky School, we versus the reading first school, and we have had our Mike Lucky to sixth grade, but now this year, if you remember, we did receive the grant, and we're in seventh and eighth grade. So I don't know where we would go at this point, but it is quite possible that we could use that reading coach amongst all grades. I guess as we get more into the details, we'll find out more information, but I don't see why we can't utilize that more level, since we're looking at our levels with
different techniques and looking at this for the end of the day to number three what we're going to be doing at the junior high level testing. Well, since we did the other program, went in front of the whole board, you know, when we had the review, I'd like to see that, do that too. As long as it doesn't add too much time to the board meeting, it's a half an hour presentation or something, we get all those
as long as you don't mind, we never mind presenting
it. Well, if you're going to be comparing, you know, deciding which program.
Have you talked to the teachers to find out what they're...
I am just going to be getting the presentation myself on Wednesday. So when I receive information back, I bring it to them at the next staff meeting. So, you know, the information that I had learned at the... And my last information, I brought it back to the staff.
I kind of see how they look at comparing them.
Number three, the schools are very busy lately with basketball season starting, their Christmas concerts, getting ready for break. But when students return in January, we'll be starting a lot of testing. Our 7th through 12th grade exams will finish out the first semester on the days of January 14th, 15th, and 16th. Our elementary, they have Google testing, so all of us have Google testing 3 times a year, and our second testing will now be in January. We will be going through that. And our grades 7th and 8th will be tested with a new program called Ames Web, which also monitors reading progress. The teachers administering the games are Mr. Haley and Ms. Miller. They are the 7th and 8th grade English teachers, and they will be attending the training on that right away when we come back on January 5th and 6th. So they'll be the training on how to administer the test and then also how to analyze those scores. So this is the monitoring reading going up to the 7th and 8th grade level, and with the results of these AIMS levels we've done with the DIBLS testing, it kind of gives us a guide of what we're doing, who's having trouble, what levels they're at, in order to meet the conventions within the classroom. So that's where we're at with that. I want to add one more thing that wasn't done here. Mrs. Speedy has passed out a little information here on goals of the GSRT grant, and I'll later in the consent agenda, item number 3, you're going to have the GSRT presentation resolution, but with part of her grant that needs to be written, she has to present the goals and objectives that are written in the grant. So we did pass out a piece of paper that has all of the goals listed, which needs to be passed out to the board each year. That's what that is. It's for your information. If there are any questions on that, this is here at this time. And that's all I have.
Any questions? Athletic Director's report. Number 2. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just wanted to update everyone. The co-op football test and everything is in very preliminary talks right now. I'm going to be meeting with Tim France again here in the future. The athletic committee met last week, discussed what Kim and I had talked about in our first meeting, and then we're going to continue to meet until we get something to go for. So it's very preliminary and nothing can be decided at this point.
Does it sound positive?
It does. It sounds positive. They're supportive of it. They're for it. According to what Tim told me, they've got support there, and so we're going to move forward and see what we can come up with.
I talked to Mark recently, but I thought there was something that he was going to put the broadcast to, but I was going to stand there. Again, I know the place, but I thought they were already installed.
No, they
didn't get done. Dale had been working on it, but he didn't appear to be trying out the way they were going to get done. He should be ready for the next.
It says here now we're going to put it on the south side.
Well, what is it going to be? There's stands with big rollers on them. We can put them anywhere that's close to either the electrical outlet or the phone outlet. And it'll be a lot more convenient.
This is just to
put it up and down. This is just for
the noise. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I just
thought that should. I talked to Neil about that this morning. And he said that should be done. He looked it down at the end of work on his buses for the inspection.
I
think it's going to work all right. I think it's going to be safe for them and easier to put up now for the first steps.
Committee reports. Just. I pretty much covered number two there, the athletic committee and the personnel committee. Item six, topic for board consideration and or action. Consent agenda items 1-6. It's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you. Mr. Director, I need to change the way I move that place that we have consent together as a
group. Motion support. Any questions? All in favor?
The updates will be sent to us and we can punch in and update the board.
Okay, item B, parent request, Power School.
Automatically, on a daily basis, have to keep that updated and
parents would have login IDs where they could go and look at that at a regular basis. And then those grades, instead of having to write when it comes to report cards, how they automatically just be available to them to us in the computer. Now, we had to get a price quote on it last year, and it would only not cost, so it would not only cost the district the most of the program, but it would also mean having to replace all the computers for the teachers, because the teachers we have the computers we have right now are not able to handle that software. Now, Color School isn't the only tool out there that's available for that type of availability to parents and the school. There's also other ones. The one that we have right now is SES, and a bigger component of that that Angela is just looking into, looking at the cost, and the cost is a lot cheaper than Color School. But besides those two, there's many other ones. So, you know, if this is something the board would like to look into, you know, Angela has a listserv where she communicates with a lot of the other people that do the same thing in the country that are calling in the other schools, where she can kind of communicate with them and find out which ones would work good for our high school and which ones would bump the curriculum out, which ones would benefit us. But it is going to be a monetary commitment from the district if we go to that in regards to it's not only going to be purchasing the program, it's going to be new computers. So, and that's what kept us from doing it in the past, because we tried to accomplish the goal of keeping parents aware of what's going on for the money, but, you know, if this kind of issue is leading to that, then that's something that we want to consider and we need to check out our options.
Is this similar to what they have in the future of Edmund?
We're using the law for the adjusted curriculum at Color School within the last, I don't know, 6 months, so I think they went to this year. I know it's going to be here before last year.
Do the teachers feel this would be a help or a hindrance? Is one more thing they have to do, or would it be helpful to them? How do they feel?
Well, we never had any formal discussions, but just little discussions here and there. From what I heard, some of them look at it as it could be helpful. On the other hand, some have said, well, that means updating every single day. And so I hear both. And some of them are kind of, you know, the ones that run on the computer on a regular basis. We have some that are kind of afraid of a computer. But some of them are very good with a computer and don't have any problems at all. I guess they're going to have different opinions about it because it involves computers.
It occurs to me that maybe a survey of parents, how many parents have computers at home that they would use to access this information.
And that was always a question. We spend the money, how many of our families are going to utilize it, how many have computers and are connected to the web. And I know that we're going to have some, but I guess the timing, are we ready for it? And in the past, we felt that we weren't ready for it, but how now, I guess it's something that we need to plan.
Do you know if the designer uses K-12?
They use it in the whole district.
Do you know if there's a means of finding out if Mrs. Formula has asked the minor? In other words, does that program tell us that the first grade teacher that uses it every day, that 7% of the parents?
They can tell how many, in terms of the K-4, they can tell how many kids they have on a daily basis.
But HIP doesn't mean.
The grade levels, yeah, that's another thing. I don't know if they know what grade levels they are at, and I guess that's something that I could ask on a Wednesday, because Tim and Bruce will be supposed to be there on a Wednesday.
I'm not sure what they do with it to be the
fall. Not only that, I was thinking if the teachers are going to have to do this every day, is this going to take away from their instruction time?
Well, they were following the day they do it during their instruction time.
I think it's something that we do need to look at. And two reasons why I think that. Number one, we have the other districts in our area that are using it. And that's a big thing. But number two, we've got a big eligibility problem right now. Or ineligibility, I should say. And if this is something that we can help you in a way to maybe be able to track, but the parents see, you know, hey, this isn't
you have the ability to check on a daily basis where this is instructional. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's something we really do need to consider.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as the eligibility, when you see something like that happen behind things, you need to check. Before it was even mentioned before, time, we didn't have a head in my reporting. So, you know, we try to keep them informed, even though we don't have a system like that. They were given a heads up that students were called in school that there's a chance they don't get raised if they are going to be eligible. So we don't keep them in the dark or something like that.
No, I understand that. I'm looking at it from a parent standpoint. I have somebody who's on that.
Yeah,
we're going to check every day. You know, it's
nice.
I just think it's something we look at.
How much money? The range here, how much is the power school?
Last year we looked at power school, I think about 18,000, and then plus the purchasing of the computers, it probably, Mr. Bale at the school. It depends if you get refurbished ones or new ones.
So it's at least 18,000.
It's at least 18,000 for the power school. But that would be a one time purchase, and that fee each year would be very similar to what FES was. And what was that?
Scheduling meetings for elementary, or should we?
Are there
have a college to connect from her to the after the first year.
Just the number of tournaments?
That was 6 weeks, was it?
I thought it was 6 weeks before.
Yeah. I know that we followed the same procedure that we had for that. Just 7 weeks, what was it?
6 weeks
back.
Okay. Motion support and discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Ferguson?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Reina?
Yes.
Mr. Reina?
Yes.
Mr. Woodruff? Mr. Lindsey?
Yes.
Mr. Reina?
Yes.
Who is this person?
Mrs. Ferguson.
I did.
Item D, hire Angela Mondo as elementary girls basketball coach.
Learned obviously, and the child was the girls in that was so.
I guess I was happy to see the large attendance from the community at the two conferences. And we were packed in for tight today at the area where we're going to put all of our students that were coming down from the classroom, and then we've never had to worry about it that much in the last few years. So the turnout was great. It was nice to see so many community members there for the function. And I think school conferences were as well. You know, that they get my job. The teachers had a big part in helping the folks this year, also practicing and getting into ready for background stuff. So they did that. They had a role in that. And then Princess Thursday.
I, again, in present today, wasn't able to attend the last one, and it was a very cute program. Because you can tell that we're very hard at it.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the afternoon program with the pre-K and the younger children, and I think congratulations should go out to all the teachers, and especially Mrs. Dittmeyer. I know how difficult it is to keep that many in one place when something's going on, and I thought they did very, very well. I was very impressed. And I won't be able to jump in here Christmas too.
My two have been here at Christmas, but I understand that the 7th and 8th groups have been doing really good with the basketball program. And I'm really happy for them. And we're going to be with the 20th
concert, so. I went to the high school / the fifth grade concert, and it was really good. The band really does improve every year, and it's nice to see my daughter's class in fifth grade class, and hopefully, you know, those kids will keep going. It's a pretty big class. So. And I have to say, the one song that they played where it was, I don't know if it was, where they played it all messed up, and just, I thought she was serious.
I really thought so, too.
And that whole thing, that she was joking around, so I felt kind of foolish. I was my dad, who was sitting there. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
I think I told you many changes. It's December 22nd and January 2nd. It's the winter vacation. It's through the Christmas vacation. We're not done. Secular. So, what's wrong here? I just want to mention, I did get to see a little bit of the story, like I said, with everybody wanting to see it. Someone still had an absent form. But Glenn, this is my excellent job. She's been doing it for 4 years now. But it's very stressful for her. I know when you staff or music teacher here, when we have a big show like this, the next day he was gone. He called in sick. So, I mean, it's a big production for her. I mean, she graduated with it. Not the Saturday, but the Saturday before, I was watching Michigan out the doors, all those outdoor shows, and lo and behold, Quinville came up, and we were there, us against YRZ, and it was really great. They were way behind, and then they came back the second half, and they closed it, and we ended up losing, I think, by 40, but it was enjoyable to see the kids on TV doing what they did, and I was glad that I stumbled across it, because normally, you don't hear about it. Yeah, so I'd like to congratulate, you know, change and all the crew that they do for and that's a young group of kids too. So I got that one right.
Item 9, announcements and dates. You remember? December 22nd through January 2nd is Christmas vacation. January 14th, 15th, and 16th, semester demands. January 15th, end of the second marking period and the first semester. January 16th, January dismissal. And January 19th, we have a regular Board of Education meeting at 5 p.m.